Welcome to the podcast. My name is JV Knight, and I'm a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and top agents from around the South to bring a little value and to share some of their experiences with you to bring massive value. And hopefully you can take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest is Christina Leavenworth from Levin Rinke Realty, who serves the entire Florida panhandle. Guys, please help me welcome Christina Leavenworth to the podcast. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Jamie, for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to hang out a little bit when I was in Pensacola Beach the other day. We actually jumped on some paddle boards together, which
it was awesome.
So awesome.
It was awesome. I just met Jamie and I'm like, hey, I have these girls that I don't even really know yet. We're going to go paddle boarding. Do you want to come? And it's the most realtor answer ever. Like, I got a paddle board in the back of my car. I'll come. And it was a blast.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and your husband was like, yeah, I'm meeting some stranger from the internet and we're going to go paddleboarding together. Is that cool?
Yeah. At first he was like, huh? And then he was sleeping. I was like, hey, baby, he has twins. He's like, oh, go, honey. You're fine.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want three-year-old twins.
Yeah. He can't be doing anything else but raising twins. So Christina, tell us a little bit about where you are, where you serve, a little bit about what you're up to, the team a little bit. So give us a little background on you and how you got into the real estate business as well.
Absolutely. So I am in the Pensacola area. I come from a television news background. And in TV, believe it or not, you don't get paid that well. This is a fun game. I was the lead anchor at a TV station in Pensacola. How much do you think I made a year?
Oh, God. I would say, let me guess, $35,000 a year.
Okay. You're actually a lot closer to a lot of people. It was around $50,000 a year. But that's after being in the industry for 14 years.
Wow.
And the only way you move up is if you're moving markets. But I had moved all over and landed in Pensacola. And when I got pregnant, I was bored and got my real estate license. I just wanted the power to open doors, thinking it wouldn't turn into anything. And then very quickly realized a lot of those same skills from being a journalist translate really well to real estate and became obsessed. It's so cool how we can work more and make more money. There's so many jobs where that doesn't happen. And I think people forget that. A lot of people, though, thought, oh, that's why you did so well, Christina, because people knew you. No. People think of you in one box. They thought of me as the news girl. So it took me a long time and a lot of effort to shift their thinking to Christina Real Estate. You know, because people think, oh, Joe, my doctor. If your doctor's now doing real estate, it's hard for your brain to do that. But did that, eventually got out of TV. After I had a few years in real estate, I was doing well, but there's contractual obligations. And started a team just out of necessity, like a lot of people do, where you're getting so many calls, you can't service people the way you want to. And I have a team of 5 people, 1 full-time assistant, and we sell around 175 homes a year.
Nice. That's awesome. So I guess tell us a little bit about what's important to you right now. Like, what's important to the team? What are you up to? Maybe give us a little bit of like what you guys are into, like where are you getting a lot of your opportunities from and stuff. Give us a little background on the team and stuff and how that's working for you.
Yeah. So I'm a big throw everything at the wall and see what sticks type of person, even when it comes to our listings. Like, and real estate changes so fast, you have to be that way. So I have my hands in a little bit of everything. We've grown a great brand at this point. So all that work is starting to work for us now, which is so awesome. But we do a lot of Google, like Google local service ads. We do Zillow. I'll be honest with you. I don't make hardly anything off of Zillow, but my team does. And that makes them happy as long as I'm not losing money. We do a lot of radio ads, a lot of social media, and all that works.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing on radio, because I think that's a great angle that not a lot of people are doing. I actually picked up after we hung out a little bit, I picked up one of your radio shows and just kind of searched on Spotify to see what you had put out there. And I picked up a couple of what you were doing with the radio show. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing like with radio, because that's a little bit different. A lot of agents think I need to just be some Instagram or YouTube star, but tell us a little bit about radio and what you're doing with that.
So this is my favorite thing, and there's no secrets in real estate, and I love sharing about this. So I got into radio, I think in 2018. And there is a local talk radio show, and it's all everyone listens to. It's a guy named Andrew McKay. So Andrew McKay is talking about, you know, whatever's happening in politics, this and that, maybe interest rates. And then he naturally segues going, you know what, it doesn't matter what interest rates are really, because Christina Leavenworth and her team, they're going to get your home sold, and they're going to get it sold fast. This is literally the best agent I've ever met in my life, type of thing. Everyone already knows, likes, and trusts him. So then when he says that, the magic of this is, it might not be someone who heard on the show, but a friend of a friend. Or someone mentions at church, I'm thinking about selling. They go, oh, you need to call Christina Leavenworth because Andrew McKay said she's the best. And most of our listings come from that. And that is just such powerful branding. And I've been doing it now for several years, and no one else is allowed to do it. I have exclusivity. So people have called being like, I want the Christina Leavenworth package. And they're like, So I'm never giving this up. But then also part of my package, I do two radio shows a month, and it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we get so many people calling in, because most of the other people on there, I mean, they're like an HVAC person who doesn't really like to talk a whole lot. Right. So they have someone saying like, hey, you got to change your filters.
Yeah.
And then I come on being like, hey, if you're not a motivated seller, this isn't your market. Like, don't sell. Stay in your home. It's not your time to play the lottery to see. And talking about different things we experience as agents that are just crazy. And people asking about solar panels. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I listened to that episode, or a couple episodes, just as I was picking it up. And you do a great job just like kind of bouncing questions off of somebody. Hey, we just got this question in. Hey, what do you think about that? And you just give some great answer. And it's really fun. It kind of gives an interactive thing. And I think a lot of agents are kind of looking all over for the different things that they can do. But a lot of people just don't think about the old school ways sometimes. And they overlook stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. So,
I love
sure.
that you're doing that. And also another thing that we should have mentioned in the intro was, you're also a host for one of my favorite other podcasts about real estate, the Real Estate Rockstars podcast. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that too, and what you're doing with that.
Yeah. And real quick before I forget, because I'm an open book. So I pay around $3,000 a month for the radio. So I okay. know that number might be scary to people if you're first getting into it, but I'm sure there's smaller plans where you can negotiate. I didn't really know. They told me that was their price. I go, okay. But it worked out. So it is a little pricey, but man, it pays off. If you can say, I'm going to do this for 6 months, I promise you, you're going to get some great leads from it. But yeah, real estate rock stars. So when I started it, you know, when I was working full-time as an agent, full-time in the news, I had a newborn, but I just had such a drive and a good why on, I need to get out of TV. This isn't working for me anymore. It's not suiting my life. So I sold 65 homes my first year, and it was crazy. And it's weird because it's like, where did I get that energy and that organization? It's just, you know, when you have such a strong why and passion, it's weird how you can be so laser focused, and it just comes. But I didn't have time to go to brokerage trainings. I didn't have time to go to conferences because I worked a job where you got 10 days off a year. You can't go 2 days to Rev B and do that sort of thing. So I listened to Real Estate Rockstars and memorized what the host at that time said before I went into a listing appointment. I would look up listing appointment, real estate, and okay, here's what I say. I get there 10 minutes early, that sort of thing. And they ended up doing a mastermind in person that I've gone to a few times. And just, it's been a big part of my heart. And there was an opportunity to be one of the hosts. And I was like, I want to do this. It's a cool full circle moment to be able to do that. And like you, get to talk to other agents and learn what they're doing and make great connections.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, a lot of agents ask me, like, why did you even create a podcast? And I just said, because I wanted to put myself in the same room with these amazing rock star agents and get to hang out with Christina and get to hang out with all these top agents and just get a little bit of knowledge. I feel like, I don't know who said it, but you're the average of your five closest friends, right? When yeah. you just put yourself in those circles and you end up just getting all this knowledge and this value from these other agents. And I would say for me, even this, I've only done my podcast for around a year or a little over a year now. And I have grown my business like tremendously in the last year, just by being in proximity to all of these absolutely amazing agents. So I love when agents are like, absolutely obsessed with podcasts and YouTube and just growing their business because it's a great place to be. And for me, even after 20 years in the business, like I'm still like in that growth mode right now, which I love it. I'm still listening to podcasts every day and listening to YouTube things and grabbing something that Christina might have said on a radio show and said, I could probably do something like that. So anyway, love that you're doing that. So what are you picking up from that too? What kind of value are you taking from maybe some of these agents right now?
Man, it's so great because it's just such active listening when you're hosting a podcast where you have to think of your next question versus I am a podcast junkie too, listening to everything. But if you're in the car and then your kid starts crying and, you know, life comes your way, you may not be listening as much as doing it. But yes, so many great things. Circle dialing, it still works. And being able to share that with my team, being like, listen to what this guy said. Backyard barbecues. The great thing about real estate is there's so many ways to build your business based on your personality and what you like. You just have to be consistent with it and go all in. If you're doing two backyard barbecues, it's not going to work. You have to do it every month and you're probably not going to see many results until month 9. But different things like you can, or if it's taking people to lunch, going to one lunch isn't going to work. I mean, you have to make it. It's the consistency.
Yeah. Tell us about, speaking of lunches, tell us about the 52 lunches. You told me something you did about that. Yeah. So tell us about your strategy with that.
Yeah. So I was thinking after a conference, you know, you come back and your brain is just flooded with so much information and ideas and excitement. So I was thinking of just ways to be more of a rainmaker, trying to find the people that hold the keys, like certain builders, maybe different people in politics, just people that I really wanted to get to know. And I am married. So I was like, asking like the mayor who's a guy out to lunch is kind of weird, or just other businessmen in the area. I didn't want them to get the wrong idea. So I was like, I partnered with my husband saying, let's do this. Let's ask these people, say, hey, you know, we've seen each other at different events. We want to get to know you better. You seem like a really cool person. Can we take you to lunch? I promise I'm not going to sell you Mary Kay. We just want it. We made it a goal this year to do 52 lunches and you're one of the people we thought of. And people were so humbled and going, of course I will. Like, of course I'll go to lunch with you. And I've told other agents to do this because like, well, what if they say no? So what if they say no? But I don't think we did all 52. I think we got about 40. The way I look at it is like, most days we're grabbing lunch anyway. Make it have intent. Make it be purposeful where you're going and you're building a key relationship that can turn into something in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the best things I've ever done in my real estate business has been literally identifying certain people that I wanted to be in the same room with and then going after those people. And just from a knowledge standpoint, be like, I don't want anything from you. I don't want any business from you. I just want to, you know, get some value or hear a little bit more about your story. People love to like tell their story, especially if you come to them. I mean, I've had people who've mentored me through the years and I created that opportunity for myself just by going and giving them a call and just being like, hey, let me take you to lunch. I see what you're doing. I see all the real estate that you're buying, or I see that you own 500 houses or whatever it is. Like, I don't want to sell you anything. I just want to be in the same room with you and take you to lunch and hear a little bit about how you started. I'm interested in doing that. Can I take you to lunch? And people love to like share. Just ask.
100%. And just to be able to like, if somebody says, hey, I look up to you, or yeah, like, I just want to know more about what you're doing. Can you help me? Most people are good. And they're going to say, yeah, no problem. I'd love to, because somebody helped them. They remember that. And I think it's just an easy way to do things. And again, like, there's so many ways you can build a business here. Door knocking, I can do it. But like, it's much easier going and eating some good food and making a friend. That's way easier. Circle dialing, again, another way you can do it depending on your situation. But I would rather, you know, just make a bunch of friends. That's easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Phone calls absolutely still work. Yeah. You know, and even this week, you know, we put a home under a contract this week and it came from an open house. And really, I did an open house in a small cul-de-sac in a neighborhood, in a newer construction neighborhood near us. Basically just called everyone in the small cul-de-sac and say, hey, I'm not asking anything from you. I just want to invite you to an open house. We're doing an open house at this address right in the small cul-de-sac. And I know you guys probably want to pick your neighbors. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you guys to come check the house out and then let me know if I can help you guys in any way in the future. And like, one of the guys was like, man, glad you called, because I think we're going to be selling our house in the spring. So I said, hey, would it be okay if I kept up with you and let you know the status of this house, when it went pending, when it sold, who's the buyers, this, that, and the other. And he was like, absolutely, man. So when it went under contract, let him know. When it sold, let him know. Followed up with a phone call. Hey, it's getting close to spring. You guys thinking about selling? Just listed that property, sold in one day. Like, that's how you take circle dialing to, you know, an open house. And look, nobody came to the open house at all, but we still got the listing. So it's agents, there's so many opportunities if agents just get to work.
I love it. And you're being genuine, you're being authentic. And if I had someone like you, Jamie, calling, doing that, I'd be like, that's the guy I'm hiring. That guy works. He's calling all these people. This is what he's doing for his sellers. So that's how I look at it too. And I think some agents get caught on, no one came to my open house.
Yeah.
You missed the whole point. You got 2 hours to work and get other stuff done, but now you got a listing out of it.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, you could, when you're having that conversation with people, you could just say, hey, would you want to work with an agent who's willing to call the whole neighborhood?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the type of agent you'd want to work with? And absolutely. Sure. Or would you want to just work with the agent who works part time and sits around and scrolls on Instagram? You know, I don't know. Like, who do you want to work with? You make the decision.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to generate some leads. Like, let's just say an agent is maybe struggling right now and looking for ways that, you know, they can generate some leads right now. What would you tell, or like, let's just say a team member comes to you and says, hey, I'm struggling right now. I need to generate some leads. What would you get? What was like, what's your best thing right now to like generate leads, you think?
Yeah. If you're coming to me and you're a brand new agent, you don't have time to build a sphere, you don't have time to get involved with networking, you just need business now, open houses. Open houses. Do that all day long. That's easy. That's low-hanging fruit. You'll get to know these people. I think that's great. Or the circle dialing will buy numbers all day long and do that. But I think that everyone wants that sphere that, you know, where they know, like, and trust you, where you're not having to interview every time. If you tell them to sign a buyer agency agreement, they're like, yeah, of course. Or the listing agreement, you start to go into how great you are and they go, hey, I don't need to hear that. I'm just signing anyway. Those are the best clients that don't give you gray hairs, to really just build that sphere, get involved in networking events. So when I first started, I was working in the news, had the newborn, yada, yada. And I tried to get into a networking group, like a BNI group.
Right.
And they chose another realtor. And I got salty. And it was a very experienced, a great realtor. But I was mad. I was like, oh my gosh, because I thought I was going to get in. And so then I was like, I am starting my own networking group. Yeah. And it's going to be way more fun. We're going to do it not at, you know, 6 in the morning. We're going to do it 6 at night. And we are going to have wine and beer. And I get to choose all the people in it. So I started the Pensacola Power Players, where we found a guy that does like animal birthday parties. We had, you know, like some guy that does websites, like all different, you know, fields, where there was only one realtor. And that, you know, generated a lot of business and relationships. And it was free. And I made it free. The other one was like $2,000 a year, which I didn't have at the time. Things like that, like going to all the chamber events, but make one friend. Don't try to make 10 friends. Make one friend and then follow up with them. Hey, let's do lunch. Hey, do you want to go for a walk? I'm on a challenge to walk 30 days in a row. And again, people love being a part of your success journey. And if you ask them for help, being like, hey, will you be my Tuesday walking buddy? That new friend is going to lead to deals. So as they're doing it, and I know, especially as newer agents, it's like drinking out of a fire hose with a straw. It's so much coming at you. You're like, how do I even have energy to now go to a networking event after I showed 15 houses, had an agent yell at me and tell me how they've been in it for 30 years, like all that stuff. But you need to. Otherwise, you're stuck on that roller coaster of real estate where it's like, oh my gosh, my hair's on fire. And then, wait, I have nothing. I can't pay my bills. You've had deals. Get together with those clients and say like, hey, let's go to a baseball game. Let's do something.
Yeah, absolutely. But finding some consistent ways to reach people. And I think that's a lot of the problem, like you said, with realtors is they get like, I want to do everything. I want to do Instagram and Facebook and phone calls and open houses and showing houses and all these things that they're trying to do. And they're going all around the everywhere and they're not doing anything.
And they're doing it very short lived. They're doing videos for a week or two and then they don't get immediate success. And so then it's like squirrel doing this. They do one open house and no one comes. And they go, oh, open houses don't work for me. You have to be consistent. And if you're doing an open house like every weekend or twice a weekend, if you keep having zero people come, you're going to figure out what you're doing wrong and find a way to get people there.
Yeah. Yep. Or if you're doing the things before the open house where you're making the phone calls and having the conversations with the neighbors, like that neighbor is eventually going to sell. Are eventually going to give you an opportunity. And it's just, how do you reach them in the long term? I mean, I've had a lot of success doing a weekly email. I even had a client reach out to me who'd been on my weekly email for 2 years. I met him about 2 years ago at a men's night at a church that I was at, had a great conversation with the guy, and be like, and I basically framed it like this was, you know, when you're having a conversation with people, if you take a genuine interest in like what they do for a living, they're going to naturally ask you what you do for a living. So how the conversation went was I asked them what they did for a living. They told me. I said I was a realtor. They said, of course, how's the market? It's the first question you always get. Then I like to turn it around and say, hey, where do you live? Because the market changes place to place and area to area. And this area is doing well and this area is not doing so well. So we got to have that kind of conversation. Got his email address right there after the thing. Put him in my weekly email. 2 years later, he called, went back, checked the analytics. He checked my weekly email every single week, called me, warmed up, ready to go, ready to buy. So, you know, that's how you do it. But it's like, as realtors, like, what are we doing consistently that we can generate business from?
So we are really big into our CRM. When I first started in real estate, it was all on notes on my phone, and how I did it, who knows, and how many deals fell through the cracks, who knows. But we use Follow-Up Boss. I know different people use different things. And you have a Follow-Up Boss phone number, and every single person on my team must use that number. So you have like your real number, like the number I text you on, that's Follow-Up Boss. You never even know that. People, it comes in green though, so I'm kind of embarrassed to look like an Android person for when I use it. But we do that. That way, they're like, I've been working, I've been calling. I can see exactly how many phone calls they've made, how many texts they've made, how many emails they sent out in that. And as a team leader, that's a good way to go, okay, you're saying you have no business. And then we have our A leads, which we call weekly, B leads, C leads. And it's just based on how often you need to reach out to them. But past clients, they go in where we reach out to them every 2 months. And whether it's a text or it's an email or a phone call where it's just like, hey, I was thinking about you. It, once you reach out to them, it disappears from the list because it's smart list based. So we're very, very good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, realtors need to be consistent with what they're doing. Tell me a little bit about what else you're doing, because I know when we chatted in person, you're doing a lot of different stuff, like with investments and stuff too, with investment properties. So tell us what you're doing, because I believe like all realtors, if you're in the real estate game for any amount of time, get in the game as far as like investing in real estate. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing out there at the beach.
Yeah. And I went to a conference once when someone got up on stage and they said, realtors, if you are not personally investing, you are simply working for tips. And that hit hard. It was like, oh man, our commission, like our tips. Like, it's like that fresh table sat down and you're chasing them versus, you know, being that restaurant owner at some point. So we own 18 rentals. Nice. We got into it in 2017 when things were a whole lot cheaper and got a lot of places under 100,000 here in the Pensacola area. And places like that still exist here. And then you can rent them out for $1,300 to $1,400 a month. We had 7 Airbnbs at one point that we self-managed, and that was crazy town. But our Airbnb market has changed a lot, probably like a lot of areas where there's a lot more inventory, and really good ones do well. Ours weren't that, they weren't in that great of locations, and they weren't that sexy. So the combination of both, like, they didn't do well. So we went back to long-term rentals, which we still manage all of them, and just constantly looking for opportunities. I love doing that. It's just, I look at all the wholesale pages. I look at different things like that. But there was a time where I had a woman, there's been a few times where she wanted to sell and we're talking about getting it ready and everything. And she's like, this is what I need to walk away with. And then I went home and I already got photos done and everything. And my husband's like, why don't we buy it? I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. So I called her. I was like, what if I buy it, if that's what you want? She was like, okay, even better. And like, it was a great deal. And I used to send letters out. This is like where the robots make it look like a person writing. And I would send it out saying, hey, I am a real person. You can Google me. My husband and I live in Pensacola. We have an 8-year-old daughter. We are interested in buying your home for cash. You know, please give me a call. And I'd meet them. And my husband would kill me because I would tell them, I'm like, hey, I could list it for X amount or I could buy it. And he's like, why are you even saying that? I'm like, because I have to be honest. Like, yeah. I want, you know, grandma, if she wants more money, probably listing it on the open market will get her more money. And they're like, nope, we want to go with you. I'm like, okay, that's like, you know, 25% less than what you get on the market. And some people, that's, they'd rather not do that. They'd rather not have people in their home, not worry about inspections, that sort of thing. So we picked up a few properties that way as well. So here's the crazy thing we do, though. I don't know if you know this, but we move out of our home every single summer because we have a home right on the water on Pensacola Beach. And we move various locations. Sometimes it just depends on what's open in our rental portfolio. My husband is French, so we have gone to France for 2 months at a time and just worked remote over there. But after we went paddle boarding, that was the end of our move day. And we ended up moving for like 8 hours. I was exhausted between paddle boarding, and I didn't realize we were in our full move that day. But yeah, we do that, which is creative, and it helps. We declutter, and it's just like fun summer plans. So we have a townhome on Pensacola Beach. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and we're squeezed in there, and it's perfect.
Yeah, I love that. I was telling my wife about that, and she was like, that's crazy. There's no way we could ever do anything like that. But anyway.
A lot of people are like, that's crazy. But again, it's something we've just done, and now it's the expectation, and it makes it just a kind of fun, wild summer. Moving somewhere else, and hopefully it makes our daughter adaptable and it doesn't scar her for life. I don't know. Yeah, only time will tell.
I think that'll be great. I mean, look, you can actually, what's funny is you started me on a quest of like, okay, we got to go and get all the old tax documents and scan all that in and then throw all that away or shred it or whatever, you know, because like I don't like having a lot of stuff either, but you know, you accumulate a lot of stuff, and with kids, you absolutely accumulate a lot of stuff, and then it ends up where it's like, this is just crazy. We're keeping some painting that you did in kindergarten or whatever. And now what do you do
all
with
the
that?
Trinkets, the toys, little pieces of Legos. And it's so freeing. Like when we got rid of all, so we do a Dirty Santa white elephant party where we get all of our junk and then we essentially give it to our friends. And it could be anything from our old batteries. Maybe they work, maybe they don't. A Ring camera I'm not using anymore, like a Ring light. My husband's shoes, some have holes in them, some are very nice. He accidentally threw some shoes I really liked into this giveaway pile, but whatever. And so then we have them all pick numbers and make it a fun game. And that's we do fun. This every year, and it feels very freeing when you have just less. And I know there's so many books and podcasts on it, but if we didn't have to move out and be forced to do it, we wouldn't do it, just like no one else does. Because it's too easy. You're working, you're raising kids, you're doing life. But since we have to move out, it forces us to get pretty lean on things.
Yeah, I love that. And even the way you run your business and the way that we've ran our businesses for all these years and just really not even focusing on like, I need to have a file folder here sitting on my desk. Yeah. Like even living in the virtual world like we do here, it's everything is scanned in, everything's in the drive. And when you have somebody that needs something, it's so much easier to just go in my Google Drive. Hey, here it is. Let me send it to you. So within 2 seconds, you can send somebody, you know, a file. And I think that realtors definitely need to run their business that way, very lean and very
clutter.
Efficient.
Yeah, because then if you're searching for something for 2 hours, like if someone needs a settlement statement from 3 years ago, you've just lost your day and you're thrown into a tizzy. Yeah, if you can just find it real quick, here you go.
Yeah, and things happen. People call. I had a client call the other day. His office building burned and it had the files that for this property that he needed a survey on. I was like, let me look. I've got it in the drive, searched in the drive, went like, dude, what's your email? Boom, sent it to him, ready to go. And he's like, Jamie, love you. Would send anybody your way. Thank you so much for keeping good organization. And I'm like, thank God I didn't have to go back and dig through an attic of file folders. I guess, Christina, we're getting a little bit tight on time and I want to be respectful of it, but I always ask everybody kind of the same thing on the podcast is speak to an agent who's struggling right now, who is maybe had a tough 2024, maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start in 2025. What would you tell that agent to kickstart their business, grow their business, get them back on track and get some good momentum going, and then we'll close it out.
Okay. I mean, some of this stuff is just very simple. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Miracle Morning. Get up earlier. If you're sleeping till 8, get up earlier. Get up before everyone else. Do the miracle morning. Get a workout in, get some prayer time in, some meditation, some affirmations, and all that stuff. Get that in at like 5 a.m. because at that point, at least you know you've accomplished something for the day. And you just find that it's a snowball effect. You start there, and I just think it's so powerful. So start with that and start living by a schedule. I think there's very few people that can go, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need this. I need a prospect. And just like working out. If it's not scheduled, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Get it scheduled in your calendar and don't cheat on yourself. Don't make another appointment. If somebody says, I need you to list my house, I need to like go see a house right away and I'm a cash buyer. If from 10 to 11 is your prospecting time, just say, hey, I'm sorry, I have an appointment from 10 to 11. I'll meet you there at 11:30. Any reasonable human being is going to respect you have 1 hour that you are actually working, you know, on your business and you need to prospect. And those are the two biggest things. Get up earlier than everyone else, get a little workout in, and time block and make sure that you are prospecting at least an hour 5 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. Great advice. That's so huge. I love to hear everybody's because I ask the same question. But what's funny is I never get the same answer, which is awesome. I love that. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of waking up early. I'm a huge fan of Miracle Morning. I'm a huge fan of doing more in your business before anybody else wakes up. You know,
it's
I do more before 7 a.m. than most agents do all day.
And I get like a lot of times people are like, does this girl ever sleep? I'm like, yeah, I go to bed at like 8.
Yeah,
like I get my 8 hours of sleep, but it does impress them. And being able to do that, because once 9 o'clock rolls around and you have all the many issues of real estate, you know, the survey didn't get delivered, this lien was found, title is calling you, like appraisal came in low, then you lose that time. But if you have that miracle morning and that time for yourself, those days just go better. Oh, and this is something else we started doing. It's kind of kooky, but fun. We were just dealing with so many dumpster fire situations for a while, just like the weirdest stuff coming out of left field and just really not nice agents and clients. So I was told my team, I'm like, we're going to start doing affirmations, y'all. We are going to sit here and say, our clients respect us so much. They are so nice to us. They are reasonable human beings that understand their home is overpriced. Other agents are so great to work with. And it started working. It's like the weirdest thing. We're like, how has everyone been so nice? And the deals are like so smooth right now. And then another thing, like with mean agents, someone did this to me. They're like, hey, Christina, I'm so excited to work with you. I know you're a true professional. And I loved it. So I've started doing that with other agents when we go under contract or we're getting close. I'm like, hey, I am so excited to work with you. I know you're a true professional. We're going to do a great job together. And it just goes so much better if you're needing a repair because, you know, it is a relationship there. So those are a few things that I've found have made the crazy world of real estate a little easier.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love that. That's great advice because I'm a big too, like power of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. When I'm down, I'm a power of positive thinking guy. I'm like, just put it on, listen to the original audio. And if you haven't listened to the original audio, it's amazing. It's so mm-hmm. peaceful. The guy's voice is like, so like it brings you back to that time and place of when he recorded it, mm-hmm. but it's so true. Like you absolutely welcome whatever you think about in your life. Like if you're finding positivity in things, you're going to welcome in positivity in your world. And if you're thinking negatively, you're going to be surprised at how much negativity you're going to find. You're going to find that car wreck every time. It's going to, you'll find it. So stay positive, wake up early, put in the work, block your time blocks, do your prospecting, make your phone calls, and you'll have some success like Christina Leavenworth. So
thank you so much, Jamie. This has been so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So excited to hang out with you in person in Pensacola mm-hmm. Beach. It's awesome. So we'll do that again another time. But I am so thankful for you spending a little bit of time of your day, of your Friday, getting to hang out with me on the podcast. So Christina, thanks a million for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully we hang again soon.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, please feel free to reach out to Christina if you've got any opportunities for her in the panhandle of Florida. She and her team are totally awesome and they're in the game. They're active agents. They're happy to take any of your referrals. And please do us a favor and send this podcast to somebody who's interested in the Florida market because We're just here to serve you guys as agents, bringing value that you can use to grow your own business. So guys, thanks a million for listening to the podcast every week. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.